Have you ever been tempted to give up or check out in your walk with God? Have you been at a place in life's journey where you felt overwhelmed and overshadowed by life's obstacles, setbacks, or heartaches? It could be you're at such a place right now, a place where you are hungering for hope. If so, then Hope Along the Journey podcast is a ministry of encouragement created specifically with you and others just like you in mind. And now, here is your host, Mark Cravens, to share a word of encouragement with you today.
Thank you, John, and welcome to today's podcast edition of Hope Along the Journey. I'm Mark Cravens, and I'm delighted that you've decided to listen in today, because I have a very special podcast that I'm sharing with you that I hope will be a means of encouragement for you today. I have a very special guest in the studio. I have a good longtime friend. Man, Monty, I've known you. We were just talking about this for 39 years, Doc.
Unreal. Unreal.
It doesn't seem possible that we've known each other that long.
We can't be that old, right?
No, that's true. I mean, for both of us to just be as young as we are, how do we know each other 39 years, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just great to have Monty. Monty is president of a company called On Time Media, and I'm going to let Monty tell you a little bit about what he does and what On Time Media is all about.
Oh, sure. By the way, congratulations on your new podcast.
Oh, thank you, Monty. Appreciate it.
I am excited, and I think definitely all of us can use some hope along the journey.
Yeah. That's right.
On Time Media is a company that provides recruiting features for companies who are looking to hire drivers, and also marketing campaigns for companies who are looking to grow their fleet.
Okay.
So on any given day, companies have a turnover of drivers. So we come along these companies and help them hire the drivers that they
gotcha.
Need.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's neat. That's great. Well, Monty, it is a joy to have you here. And to kind of preface our conversation, I want to share two very important scripture verses that kind of set the tone for this. The first is from Proverbs 17:17 that says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." And then Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 says, "For two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his friend or companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." These are powerful verses that talk about how important relationships are to us. But I don't think relationships are any more important in our lives than when we are at a point where we're really struggling to find hope. I think that's a time in our lives when friendships, relationships become probably more important than any other time in our life. And as my listeners know, who've listened to the first podcast that I did when I introduced Hope Along the Journey, several years ago in my life, the wheels of my life came on, and I found myself in a place of, well, Monty, you remember.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
A place of feeling like hopelessness and despair. And at that point, I'll never forget the day, Monty, when you came to me and without saying a word, you just handed me a piece of paper.
Right.
Tell the listening audience kind of a little, just in general, what did that little piece of paper simply say that you handed to me?
Well, it was just very simply written, but it said, "Mark, whenever you're ready to talk, just give me a call, Monty." And that's really what life is about, coming along, right. And it doesn't have to be complex.
No, that's right.
Just when you're, so when the wheels fall off, sometimes a little note like that can be very, very meaningful.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, and Monty knows this, but let me tell my listeners, let me tell you how meaningful that was to me. I put that in my billfold. And of course, in a few days, I did reach out to Monty, but I carried that in my billfold until about 2 years down the road when I accidentally, like most men do, I ran my clothes through the washing machine with my billfold in it, and that note just, it dissolved. But I carried that note for years, and that note became a real note of hope for me. Mm-hmm. It became something that I felt like there's at least one person out there who is willing to come alongside and help me at a point where I felt like I could not really help myself. And what would you say if you were to describe to people, like, this is what Mark was like when I found him at a heap on the side of the road, you know, looked like he'd been hit by a Mack truck. How would you describe to people what I was going through as far as what you perceived, how I felt and what was going on?
So, you know, when we go through times in our lives where everything is a complete reset, mm-hmm. and the wheels do fall off, as you mentioned earlier, a total reset is when there is total confusion on every level.
Yeah, right.
So when you go from, you know, basically effectively losing your day job, mm-hmm. Losing your ministry, and so I guess the best way to describe you at that point was this total despair.
Yeah.
Because you know, Mark, on an average automobile, there's 30,000 pieces. 30,000 pieces.
Only you would know that, Monty. Only you would know that. Okay.
And you know, an automobile can run effectively, maybe removing, I don't know, 10% of those pieces. Mm-hmm. Well, your, you know, automobile, so to speak, didn't have the main pieces, you know.
Right.
So a total reset. So I would say that is a very deep emotional state that you found yourself in.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, it was like, you know, I don't even want to even try to go back and to put that together, because it was just so incredibly crazy during that time, and incredibly painful. But we started meeting together regularly, going out, of course, to restaurants. Of course, we both like to eat. We both love to drink coffee. And so let me ask you a question, Monty. I don't even know if I've ever asked you this question. Starting out, did you have any clue where this journey was going, or were you a little apprehensive? Or, you know, it's kind of like, How did you feel? Because I know there are people out there that have friends who need them to come alongside them. So tell me, how did you feel equipped? Did you feel ready, or did you feel nervous? What was it like for you at that point, especially in those early first couple of meetings?
Sure. And you know, the baseline of really your journey, Mark, The baseline certainly has been our friendship.
Right, right.
So that starting point certainly, you know, advanced the conversation.
Right, right.
So in advancing the conversation, now that didn't complete the conversation, but it certainly advanced it.
Mm-hmm.
And was I prepared? You know, expectation to me sort of evolves. And so the first thing I knew that, and I've seen this over the years, you know, sometimes, you know, Dr. Margaret Whitney says, listening is such a simple act. It requires us to be present, and that takes practice, but we don't have to do anything else. We don't have to advise. or coach or give sound advice. If we can do that, we create moments in which real healing is available. Mm-hmm. End of quote. So I guess my initial challenge was just to listen.
Right.
And I remember, you know, I think over 4 or 5 years, Mark, we probably met close to 200 times.
I'm sure we did.
The first year we met weekly, and I think there were only 2 weeks that we didn't meet that mm-hmm. first year. And so that's a lot of conversations.
Yes, it is.
But so my expectation going in was Mark really needs someone to listen and probably doesn't need a lot of advice at this point, just a listening ear. And with that, you know, comes moments where you would like to insert maybe some advice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think that was my starting point.
Yeah, and it truly was. And I think I've got a book in my office entitled The Lost Art of Listening.
Yes, I've read that.
That's a great book. And I think it's probably accurate that we oftentimes think that what people need is an answer. Not always is there an answer to be given, because sometimes we can't find an answer. But I think what people need more than anything is just to be able to say what needs to be said in a judgment-free zone, knowing that it's safe to say whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
And Monty, you and I have had, I probably have had more gut-wrenching, heart-to-heart mm-hmm. conversations with you than anybody in my life.
Right.
And yet we're still friends. Now, I had to buy your breakfast this morning, but we're still friends, you know.
Oh, so, by the way, thanks for breakfast.
Oh, you're welcome, Doc. Anytime. You can get mine next time. But I think that was just so critical, was there was somebody to listen to me, even when I probably didn't always make sense. Probably talked in a lot of circles during that time.
Well, and that's okay. You know, you left certainly a lot of tears and frishes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
And that's okay, because, you know, and I guess another one of my early approaches, and I would try to get, when you and I would meet, Mark, and mm-hmm. I don't guess I've ever told you that, I would always try to get there a little early. Mm-hmm. And maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and I would purposefully either sit in my truck or maybe in the restaurant, and mm-hmm. I would sort of force my mind to start with a blank canvas in my mind. So it mm-hmm. wasn't that our previous conversation, and a lot of times I would bring up, you know,
how
are you progressing in this area? Mm-hmm. But I always tried to start with this fresh conversation, so I didn't become biased. I could maybe remain objective. Mm-hmm. So then our conversation was, you know, fresh and alive. And I think part of that exercise is so that, you know, we continue to understand hope.
That's right. That's right. And definitely, there's no question, hope was something that was slow in coming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes regaining hope is more, it's more of a crock pot slow process. It takes a lot of time sometimes, especially depending on where somebody finds themselves as they're beginning to try to rebuild hope in their lives. Mm-hmm. So, and there's no question, Monty, I'm not just saying because you're here today, mm-hmm. But I want my listeners to know that I would not be sitting here today doing this.
Oh, you're kind.
I would not be doing this. I probably would not be back in ministry today were it not for your influence. And there were other people, there's a lot of shared gratitude that I have to a lot of other people. But of all people, I share the greatest chunk of gratitude to you, because you were there at my worst when I needed a friend. Mm. And that to me was life-changing. I want all of you that are listening today to know that there are people that God has providentially placed in your life. There are hurting people everywhere, many of whom you have, like Monty and I have, a bridge of friendship that you've already built across the years, talking to them, being with them, doing life with them. So what I'd kind of like to do in these last couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes here or so, Monty, you've already shared about listening. You've already shared about how you would try to approach, you know, every conversation we had kind of with this blank slate. What would you tell if you were sitting down in a cup of coffee over having a conversation with somebody who's saying, you know, Monty, I've got a friend who feels like they've lost hope. How could I help them? What would be some things you would tell our listeners, very practical things they could do to help in somebody else in need?
You know, Mark, back in the 50s, there was a business theorist that came up with this, he called the Kaizen effect. So effectively what this was for a company, instead of to make a radical change in mm-hmm. what they were doing, they started with this baseline of getting better 1% every day.
Okay.
Now, God's forgiveness in our lives, is a moment where, you know, we mm-hmm. go from, sort of bad to good.
Mm-hmm.
But life doesn't happen, that life doesn't unfold that quickly.
That's true.
So mm-hmm. this theorist came up with this idea, but American companies did not really buy into it. But then in the 70s, Japanese car manufacturers adopted this philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And the philosophy was this. We want to get, and they targeted certain areas and say, we want to get 1% better.
Mm-hmm.
And in getting 1% better, there's nothing radical about that. So my advice to those listening
mm-hmm.
would be to establish a point in life that basically says, I'm going to move forward,
mm-hmm.
and not only am I going to move forward, I'm not going to expect to do this over a weekend.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You know, and being in a society that's non-agricultural, it is difficult for people to do life together.
Mm-hmm.
You and I've talked about that, mm-hmm. you know, over the years.
Yeah,
it's more difficult, but there are people in these three categories. There are people who, you know, need to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who have reconciled but are on now this long journey of really becoming all that God wants them to be. And then there's a third group of people who are established that really need to find someone mm-hmm. to give mm-hmm. hope to.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, Monty, I really appreciate what you have to share. And I'm encouraging all of our listeners, please, please look around you and see if there's somebody there who maybe really you could partner. You're the person who could help them to get on this journey and stay on this journey to find what they need. Monty, is there anything in closing, before we close here, you'd like to say to our listeners in closing?
Well, sort of in this really pattern, mm-hmm. Mark, I think we all need to find someone that we can be that listener.
Right, right.
And then as it unfolds, we can learn. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about you.
Yeah.
And sort of those cycles of
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So then we learn, and then there's we will have those snippets of time where we can lead.
Right.
that individual to hopefully, you know, being more in Christ, mm-hmm. you know, and then, but the baseline really does come back down to friendships and, yes. and really loving.
Yes, right.
So, you know, the some of this can be a little bit mechanical, but at the end of the day, we need to be loved. So the most comforting words any of us can hear is, you know, I've got your back.
Yeah. Yeah. And Monty, you had my back, and that's yes, true. Sir. Still do it. I got yes, your back.
Sir. Absolutely.
And I think we'll probably be friends till we die.
Absolutely.
And we just, every time we get together, which now it's about a monthly mm-hmm. time we get mm-hmm. together. COVID has kind of messed things up, but we still get together and we laugh and we cry and we share. And that's what's so important. So I want to encourage everyone to, if you need a friend, find a friend. If you are a friend, yes. reach out to somebody in need. Proverbs 18:24 says, "One who has unreliable friends will come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." And Monty, that's you, and that's who you were in my life. Thank you today, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Hope Along the Journey. We trust it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please, at some point, drop us a note. Let us know that you're listening. At the close of today's broadcast, John will be giving you our email information and our Facebook location. So please follow us and share it with a friend. May God bless you today, and may you truly find hope along the journey.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you liked what you heard and would like to know more, follow us on Facebook at Hope Along the Journey or send us an email at hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again for more Hope Along the Journey.